To Shōzō Sato, my sensei. To Lee, my hero. To Megan, my lignum vitae. Introduction. Howdy, neighbor. Here comes a mellifluous collection of audio files chock full of woodworking mirth and knowledge. In this brawny tome from the fine folks at Penguin Random House Audio, you will be treated to 1. Many words from me, as well as some phrases, with maybe even a diatribe or two, on the topic of woodworking. 2. Tomfoolery, also known as grab-ass. As in any good shop or shop book, we also take the occasional break for some ribaldry, which means irreverent behavior, which means fun. 3. A couple of how-to chapters, including a pop-tops bottle opener and a three-legged stool, which I will walk you through in a very gentle fashion. All right, we have a long row to hoe, so let's roll up our sleeves and get to work. You seem pretty sharp, so you probably gleaned that my name is Nick Offerman, and I am the author of this quality piece of bookery, as well as the proprietor of Offerman Woodshop in Los Angeles, California, where most of the book's action will be set. I also often work as an actor on stage, screen, and television, and am perhaps best known for my role as Ron Swanson on NBC's Parks and Recreation, a fine comedy program that I can recommend for your downtime from the shop. That is, if you have run out of books to listen to. Ron had a large mustache and complicated relationships with his two ex-wives, both named Tammy, and the audience seemed to respond to him in a generally favorable fashion, to my great relief. What's more, I tour as a humorist, and I have a comedy special on the channels and whatnot entitled American Ham. They probably put some of this on the copy that came with your download, but if you'll excuse me, I'll cover my own fanny here, because you never can tell about what exactly these book-selling types think they should use to market a book in this bleak modern landscape of electronic tablets and delivery by drone and what have you. If you're listening to this on some sort of gadget, fine, but please do not hold me accountable for the deleterious effects of sawdust and linseed oil upon your newfangled gewgaw. Why am I writing this book now, you may ask? Because woodworking is one of the great passions in my life. The others are, of course, my wife, my family, my friends, our dogs, music, cheese curds, the great outdoors, bacon, eggs, my bride, the Chicago Cubs, puzzles, beef Wellington, the theater, my canoe, my wife, Wilco, and single malt Scotch whiskey. Some of those topics may be touched upon briefly in the upcoming chapters, but we'll mainly be focusing upon woodworking. Welcome. It occurs to me to lay out a quick synopsis of my own history with tools by way of illustrating the point that there are many wonderful things that can be done with wood and tools that don't require the moniker of fine woodworking. We all start with building a treehouse of some sort, and then some of us are happy to just call it a day and hang out up there, a noble pursuit, no question, while others of us continue to work on building a better treehouse. We don't rest until we have hung sash windows in our treehouses, which then causes us to be labeled as troubled. That is, until it begins to rain and we can close the windows and keep our comic books from getting wet, at which point we are then considered gifted. Tool skills have certainly helped me earn a living over the years, but much more importantly, they have opened me up to a way of living, often in collaboration with other tool users, also known as artists, that has never stopped paying me dividends. My education began at a traditional American institution, an old farmhouse out on Bell Road in the southeastern corner of Kendall County, Illinois. And my teachers were no less than local superheroes, Mom and Dad. On our 3-acre plot, they